Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Welcome to episode 14 of the All or Something Living podcast, and we are going to talk about New Year's resolutions today. You guys, it is almost 2019. Can you believe it? Because I definitely can't. I don't know. I know we say this every year, but like I really mean it this year, that 2018 flew by. I had such big visions for 2018, but I feel like I got distracted and I wasn't intentional enough. So it didn't turn out the way that I thought that it was going to. But that's good, because sometimes when we experience distraction or when we're thrown off course and we experience the negative effects of it, which it's not really negative. Like I really learned a lot this year, but I thought that I'd be further along. So for me, that's kind of a wake up call to be like, yo, like, come on, Lauren, let's get our butt in gear. So I'm making some really big changes personally for 2019, because I know that when I allow myself to be stagnant and stay comfortable and to not really push myself too much, then I'll be in the same place and I'll be feeling this way at the end of the year. Like, shoot, like, what did I do with my year? So if that's kind of how you're feeling, that like 2018, maybe the last few years have flown by and you've wanted more for yourself or for your life, but you haven't gotten there, then let's talk about that. Because New Year's resolutions are kind of like a topic for debate now. Like some people think that you shouldn't even bother anymore because we never reach our New Year's resolutions. And then some people are still really into them. So what is your stance on that? I personally feel like, I don't know, because last year I felt kind of bitter about them, and the years before, I think we're kind of starting to outsmart New Year's resolutions and kind of the truths about New Year's resolutions and how a lot of times we do fail. I think though that there's a reason for that. I think that we should revisit the way that we approach a New Year's resolution, and then maybe that will help us actually like keep them in place. A lot of people get really extreme about it just immediately, and that's not the way that goals work. Like, in order to be good at New Year's resolutions, then you have to be good at actually setting and reaching goals. So maybe that could be your New Year's resolution, is to learn how to get better at goal setting and setting habits and following through with things. Instead of saying, this is the year that I finally get in shape and lose 25 pounds or whatever, however much, and focusing on that. Because that is the cliche, and that's the part that I think everyone's bored of, is people saying, I'm going to actually work out this year and I'm going to get my body back or get my body in the first place or whatever. But we're so extreme with it. We're so extreme in our approach. And so, like, really focus on being realistic. I know that it feels like, oh, it's a new year, such a big change. And just because a date on the calendar changes doesn't mean that we're suddenly new people. However, we can become new people if we slowly start to change our ways and work toward becoming the person that we envision ourselves being. Not the person that others think we should be or that we think we should be. That's really wordy and confusing, but who we really truly feel that we are deep down, but we haven't tapped into that person. We haven't tapped into that potential. You can choose to do that during the new year, or you can choose to do it any time of the year. I choose to do both, and this is what I recommend to people. New Year's resolutions are really exciting. They're fun. But you can really do that all year. What I like about getting prepped for the new year is that it's a fresh start. Like it feels like a fresh start. Like it's like you get this blank slate. You can do whatever you want with your year. But the key is to envision how you want it to be. So those are the things that we're going to talk about in this episode, is how can you set yourself up next year for 2019? How can you set yourself up for success? Something that I heard on an Amy Porterfield podcast the other day that really spoke to me was, she was talking about how when you wake up on the 1st of January of 2019 and your feet hit the ground that morning, you cannot be the same person that you were the day before. You have to set up your mindset first to envision yourself as that new person, because I can't be the same Lauren Kepler that I was in 2018 that didn't reach my business goals or didn't really get where I wanted to be. I can't be that same person if that's what I want to accomplish in 2019. So I have to start by preparing myself to really truly believe that I'm worthy and capable of becoming that person. And then how do I become her? And for me, like I said, it starts with my mindset. It starts with telling myself, like, okay, if I were this Lauren that I want to be, how would I act? How would I dress? How would I choose to spend my day? How would I treat people? And then I start acting in that way. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, so let's just stop and talk about a few things that you can think about when you are planning 2019. So who do you want to be next year? Not just like what do you want to accomplish, but why? Like who do you want to be? Who do you envision yourself being next year? And then another thought is like, what's the most important goal for you to accomplish? Like if you could choose just one goal, one thing that you get done next year, no matter what would that thing be? And then how can you break your goals down to actually be attainable? So it's not just like, I'm going to work out 6 days a week right off the bat for 1 hour or 2 hours a day, but like, how can you actually break it down so that you build up on that goal? So say you really want to start working out 5 or 6 days a week. You wouldn't just start doing that. Like you'd have to get used to, have to set the goal of what times of the day are you going to go? When are you going to pack your gym bag and be ready? How are you going to get through the barriers of like when you're feeling tired or something gets in the way of doing it? Then the next thing is you're going to actually start showing up, even if it's not for an hour. So you start showing up, but maybe that's only 1 to 2 days a week. Once you're used to showing up 1 or 2 days a week, then you build on that. You show up 3 days a week and so on and so forth. So we're going to go through a few of the things that I think will be most helpful for you as you plan 2019. And I have a worksheet for you. So if you want to go to laurenkepler.com and go to the podcast episode, go into this episode, then that will be in the show notes for you or wherever you're listening. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, if you access the show notes, then you will get a link to grab yourself my free worksheet for you. This will help you make your plan. And another thing that Amy Porterfield suggested that I also really liked is to set aside an entire day or just a few hours or something to put it into your schedule so that it actually happens. And then at the end, you can celebrate, find a way to celebrate what you've just accomplished and get yourself used to celebrating small wins like that. And that is also going to help you as you go through your goals and as you start accomplishing more goals. So like for me, after I plan 2019, which I have it in my schedule for next week, when I'm done planning it and like I'm feeling excited, I'm going to celebrate with some champagne. Amy Porterfield said she went out for frozen yogurt and that was really fun for her. So whatever way is fun for you to celebrate, then do that. So the four steps that I am going to go through when I'm planning my vision, and this is what I recommend for you is, or excuse me, you're starting with your vision, but when I'm planning for 2019, these are the four steps. Number one, you're going to start with your vision. Number two, you're going to secure your why. Number three, you're going to make a plan. And then number four is jump into action. So when you're thinking about your vision, you want to think about, as I said before, what do you want your life to look and feel like? How do you want to wake up every day feeling? Who do you want to be in your life? What kind of friends do you want to have? And one really fun exercise to do for this is to write down your ideal day. And like literally from start to finish, what does your ideal day look like? And this can even, you can even dream a little bit. This doesn't have to be like what you expect your ideal day to look like immediately, but like that way it gives you a vision of where you're trying to go in your future whenever it comes. So what your ideal day looks like. I have one of these written down for me. So what my ideal day looks like. You want to include details of like how you care for yourself, what you eat, if you care about what you're wearing, how you spend your time, etc. So like for mine, I'm waking up in this like beach house and I go through what it looks like how my room is decorated. I go through what I'm wearing, how I'm feeling that morning. I go downstairs. I talk about what I do for breakfast, what I eat for breakfast. And then I go upstairs to my balcony and I'm talking about my self-care routine. So I'm meditating and I'm taking time to journal and breathe and be grateful. And then I go through what I do later on in that day. So like the fun that I have. So I go and I roller skate out on the pier and I ride horses and stuff. And like I said, like it can feel outlandish or it can be more realistic. It's up to you. But it's just to get yourself excited about the future and to remind you of why you do the things that you want to do and how you can build up the life that you desire. So I took this a step further for me, and this is something you can do as well. I recorded my ideal day. I wrote it down. Then I recorded it onto a voice memo, and then I titled that voice memo as Daily Vision or Life Vision, Listen to This Daily. So then on my way to work in the mornings, I'll play that voice memo that reminds me every single day of like what my desires are. I also gave myself some affirmations on that audio. So that's something that you can do as well, like of reminding yourself the kind of person that you are and the kind of person that you're going to be, or reminding yourself of those goals every single day. And then you want to get clear on your why. That's step number two. Get clear on your why. So why do you want these things? Because the reason that you really want to get clear on your why is if you are not understanding why you're working so hard or why you're doing a goal or why you're choosing to, I don't know, get up early every day to journal. If you're not understanding why it's important to you, then it's not going to stick. So you really want to be intentional about creating goals around the things that are important to you personally and not other people in your life. So is this really what you want, or is it what you think that you should want? And if it is something that you think you should want, then what is it that you really want? Like, it's okay to be honest about that. A really big one, and I'm going to bring this up again, is because a lot of people get stuck on this one, is I want to lose weight. Okay, that's fine, but why do you want to lose weight? Like, what are you trying to gain by losing weight? Do you want more confidence? Do you want more energy, better health, whatever? And then the best way that you're going to, like, because weight loss is usually just going to be a side effect of changing your habits. Sometimes it's not going to be a side effect if you don't have weight to lose, but you're still like going to be more confident maybe if you're exercising more often and you're eating healthy. So you're feeling good about yourself regardless of weight, and you're still going to feel good. So what a lot of people do is they get stuck and hung up on that number. They're doing all these things. Maybe they are exercising and eating well, but they're not feeling any better. Not losing any weight. They're not seeing that scale budge. So then they're thinking like, what's the point of this? The scale's not even budging, when really they could be feeling good by just doing the things that feel good to them. You know what I mean? Without worrying about what the scale says. It doesn't matter. It's just a number. Who cares? So go after the things that you want directly. Go after that confidence directly. Whatever it is that gives you confidence. Go after that energy and learn how to take care of yourself. So again, get really clear on why these goals are important to you, and you're more likely to follow through. And then number three is making the plan. So break down your goals into bite-sized pieces, and this is the key. Make it like a progression, not just something you dive into. And so for example, for me, like say I chose 2019, my three goals are confidence, more energy, and less stress. Okay, so how would I get that? I would break down my goals, and you could even start by just planning out your first three months of 2019 or your first 6 months. You don't have to plan out the entire year, because obviously life is unpredictable. What we want changes, and what we can do changes. So we want to be able to adapt to that. So only plan like a quarter ahead, 3 months ahead. So if I were starting with those three goals, in January, I would focus on my energy goals. So I would start to work on sleep. So what would be my plan? For the first 2 weeks of January, I'm going to track my sleep and make sure that I'm getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep on the weekdays. And then, or if I even wanted to start smaller than that, then I would have like my goal of January is like week one, I'm going to make sure that I sleep 7 to 8 hours for at least 3 days a week. And then week two, I'm going to up that to 4 days a week. Then week three, up to five, etc. And then for more energy, I would say I'm going to add in more self-care. So what that looks like for me is once a week, I take some time to recharge, to take some time alone. I take a Epsom salt bath on Sundays, and that helps me have more energy throughout the week. For me personally, I get more energy by having at least 1 hour a day of like downtime, relaxation time when I get home from work. So whatever is most realistic for you, you plan that out and you put it into your schedule and you make sure that it happens. So then in February, say I have stress goals. Okay, my goals, then what I'm going to work towards is meditating more often and journaling. And again, you get the idea now of how to break those down and to schedule them in and to build up on them as needed. And then another thing to keep in mind is that you can be flexible with these things. So if meditation isn't doing much for you, or say you're not actually like making meditation happen, then you want to revisit why is that and then start to adjust your goals based on that. Like these are not set in stone. And that's another one of the keys, is that you can be flexible and make adjustments as necessary. So then say March is confidence. You want to have more confidence. Then I would focus on positive affirmations, learning to say nice things to myself. I would write those down and maybe say them every day to myself, or journal about them every day. And then self-love practices. Some self-love practices could be taking yourself on a date once a week, once a month, or whatever, just getting in the habit of spending time with yourself and being kind to yourself. It can be taking yourself shopping or pampering yourself or whatever that is. And then the side effect of that is gaining more confidence. So if you also start your mornings out by a quick journal and you write down what your goals are, it reminds you every morning, and that's what keeps you focused, is that you receive that reminder every morning and then you know what you should be working towards every single day. So that's another thing that I like to do. I listen to the vision of what I want my ideal life to look like, but then I also write down what my life looks like now, why I'm grateful for that, and then what I'm working towards. So the all or something takeaway here is to get excited about the new year. Remember to set goals all year round, because this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Like I said, you don't just become a brand new person on the 1st of January. You can change your mindset on that day, but then it's going to take a little bit of work, sometimes a lot of work beyond that. So grab a copy of the worksheet that I'm giving to you and plan a day. Put it into your calendar to go through all of this. Decide what your reward is going to be ahead of time so you're looking forward to that, and then make it happen. Which reminds me that I skipped the fourth step, which is jump into action, but I guess I kind of talked about that. Because, I mean, our intentions are nothing, our goals are nothing if we're not actually jumping into action. So we're always taking action every day, giving ourselves a chance to start fresh every single morning and even any single moment of the day. So before I let you go, I hope that you're excited for 2019. I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see who you become in 2019. I'm really looking forward to watching you crush your goals and hearing all about it. But until then, I want to remind you that right now in this moment, you are enough and you are doing enough. Happy New Year, and I will talk to you next year.